our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 60, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. To thee I lift my soul, in thee my trust repose. My God, oh, put me not to shame before triumphant foes. And what follows, Psalter 60, the first three stanzas.
Thank you.
portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Psalm 27. First, the 12 articles of our Catholic undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, a maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Psalm 27. As Psalm of David, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou saidst, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me, put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help, leave me not, neither forsake me, O God, of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up and teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Oh, let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, it has pleased thee in thy mercy to gather us and our children once more on this Lord's Day within the walls of thy house. And then in this evening we may see it, the table, the chairs, where the sacrament of the Lord's Supper has been administered, to remind us in a special way what has transpired. And then those chairs were filled, but the benches were also filled. And then in this evening, then we are called to examine all of our hearts, how it was in a week of preparation, how it was in this morning, and how it is in this evening. And then we commend unto thee the unconverted. O Lord, do convert them by thy almighty grace, as thou doth convert all thy people. Wilt thou spare us, that we build not upon sandy foundations, and wilt thou remember thy Zion? Our Lord, thou hast a people that know what it is on such a day, before the day is over, that they can be so distressed and so troubled. And when there are such souls, wilt thou be mindful of them? When there is no concern, then we also do well to examine our hearts and our lives. And may in this evening hour, thy holy word be our guide. O Lord, impress it upon all of our hearts, that shall it be well, that we need to be wrought upon by thy Holy Spirit, that we become a great sinner before thee, and that by the teaching of thy Spirit, by his leading, that we are brought to a saving knowledge of the dear Son of God, because thou wast written, and this is life eternal, that he might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent, O Lord. Do then remember us, be mindful of us as a people, richly bless the means of grace in the church on the Sabbath day, the confession of faith class, the catechism classes, the house visitations, all the visits. It all awaits for thy blessing. Do help fathers and mothers to instruct their dear children in the things of the Lord. Do remember and bless our Christian school. Help the school board, the bus drivers, the administration, the staff, the students. Ah, when thy word may be opened, that it may be applied by thy Holy Spirit to the hearts. We commend unto thee thy church, the established churches, our theological school, the instructors and the students, the church under persecution. Ah, do uphold them, where many oftentimes in that country that they are put to the test to deny thee, to have some ease and some privileges, or to confess thee and suffer persecution and even death. Then they also need to be upheld. Otherwise they shall resemble a Peter. And, oh Lord, may we not all take it for granted. Also on this Lord's Day, that we may so freely come up to thy courts. How long it shall be is known unto thee. We remember the Jewish nation, much enmity. The Jewish people, may the veil be hastily removed. All mission work, our mission field, do continue to help husband and wife with the studying of that foreign language. We commend unto thee thy servant, the team, the family circles. May thy word be blessed. Do also remember that people in Peru. May a heart be inclined. Then we commend unto thee the many temporal needs. Many are known. Others are hidden, perhaps known to a few. Can be many burdens, many crosses, many scars. Lord, do remember the mourning ones, widowers, widows, those that have brought children to the grave, half orphans. Wilt thou continue to place underneath thy everlasting arms, and may all the serious callings, may they be richly sanctified amongst us and our dear children, the sick and afflicted, the mother in the hospital. May the means continue to be blessed, and above all, the calling sanctified, all under the physician's care in special ways, those undergoing treatments, and those that struggle with difficulties and weakness of the mind, together with their loved ones, where there can be those circumstances at times that they do not know which way to turn. May they be given to turn unto thee and humbly ask for help and strength, and that it may please thee to grant healing. We commend unto thee all of our elderly ones. And then in this week, hopes to be a special day for an old husband and old wife. When in Bethesda and surrounded by their family, they may remember and commemorate a special milestone, 63 years on the pathway of holy matrimony. May it please thee to grant them a good and a special day when they may erect an Ebenezer and to experience special tokens of thy favor. We remember prodigal sons and prodigal daughters. Remember those that struggle with temptations and with addictions. And Lord, we are surrounded by many temptations. Satan has but a short time. May we be given to pray for ourselves and for our fellow travelers oftentimes. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. We commend unto thee land and country. And then in this week, a day has been set aside, a day of remembrance, to remember those who have sacrificed their lives in former wars for the privileges and liberties which we may still enjoy. While we live in a time those liberties are being squandered away, may we be given to see the writing on the wall. And then concerning the world so many years ago, concerning the last world war, and how sin and iniquity has greatly increased. Thou art not an idle onlooker. The world making itself ripe for the great judgments of the Lord. May we and our dear children be granted to hasten for our life's sake, oh, by thy grace, to receive a place in that pavilion, that we may be hid in that tabernacle, and that not only for the body, but also for the soul. Impress so upon all of our hearts the divine realities that our time is short and that we must indeed die, not only our neighbor, but each and every one of us, and we know not the day of our death. And now in thy church, thou still proffers peace and pardon, ah Lord. Grant ears to hear and hearts to perceive, because how terrible it shall be to have to go lost, and that forever and ever, and then to have lived under that proclamation, oh Lord. Do then be mindful of us and our children. By renewal we ask of thee for thy help. May we be given to believe what we speak, and so speak what we believe. Grant freedom and liberty. Bind the souls more and more upon the heart, that we may be given to speak as a dying man to a dying people. Take away everything that could be a hindrance. May thy word have free course. Pardon us of all of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 73, the stanzas 1, 2, 5, and 6. The Lord Almighty is my light. He is my Savior ever near. And since my strength is in His might, who can distress me or affright? What evil shall I fear? And what follows? Psalter 73, the stanzas 1, 2, 5, and 6. this evening hour with the help of the Lord. We wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Psalm 27, the verses 11 through 14. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Our text words speak of David's exercises after his confession of his one desire and safety in the pavilion. Four thoughts. First, the desire for instruction. Secondly, the request concerning his enemies. The third place, faith concerning the goodness of the Lord. And in the fourth place, the encouragement for his waiting soul. David's exercises after his confession of his one desire and safety in the pavilion. The desire for instruction, the request concerning his enemies, faith concerning the goodness of the Lord, and the encouragement for his waiting soul. Beloved congregation, we are gathered together in this evening for a service of reflection and post-communion. And then we have heard it out of Psalm 27 that after David was given to speak of the blessings, the safety in the pavilion, and that he would be hid in the Lord's tabernacle, that the psalm was not finished. Then there were many exercises that have followed that precious confession. And how is it now with our exercises? When we have come up to God's house, when we may sit in God's house, and when we may still witness the table with the chairs, and then it is needful, then we have many reasons all to be exercised. All our boys and girls, I hope that you have sat in church with a holy jealousy, and that you have sent prayers up to the Lord that you may belong to that blessed people, to be a little lamb of the great shepherd, and to receive a hiding place from the storm. then it is necessary exercises for those that have received a chair, a place at the table, and exercises for those that have remained in your benches, and the Lord knoweth perfectly who are his. Thus not an end of this solemn after David has spoken of the exercise of his faith and of his one desire, and to be in that pavilion, it is true, was for the future, but when faith is an exercise, then we may be in already. Thus not to trust in that pavilion itself, and not a healthy sign when there are souls that base their salvation and their trust on partaking of the Lord's Supper, when that is their foundation, it is true. It is a precious sacrament which the King has instituted for the strengthening of the faith of his people. And then in this solemn, as we continue, and then it is so clearly laid out, the marks of the living and the exercised child of God, O people of God. How is it now with those true exercises concerning the things of the Lord? And then in verse 6, there we have a special mark that the psalmist, when he thought about the tabernacle, the resolution, I will offer in the tabernacle the sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praise unto the Lord. Must not think, boys and girls, that God's people are always sad in darkness, feigning, it is true, many a troubles, but they know of those times when the Lord has spoken, when the Lord has granted a token of his favor, that they may be given to sing, praise the Lord, the high praises of the Lord in their mouth for what they have received. It is the desire that the King may be glorified by them, but also by their fellow creatures. Think of Psalm 148, when the psalmist, that he is called, as it were, invited all creatures in the realm of nature, the angels, but also young and old, to praise the Lord. Then further, then after that singing, then we have the prayer that follows, which begins in verse 7. That is the mark of the true church, that they are a praying people. And the church, many reasons to be ashamed that they are so prayerless and so thankless a blessing, when it becomes their sin and their guilt, given to repent, and a desire to look into the tabernacle, the beauty of the tabernacle, which so beautiful points the Holy of Holies, it is all of gold. It points to the threefold office of the Lord Jesus Christ. And for the living child of God, those offices, they become more necessary and more precious. The church learns without him they can do nothing, but also what he read in Philippians 4 verse 13, that they can do all things through Jesus Christ. And then we hear the petition of the sweet psalmist of Israel, David. Hear, O Lord. Then with everything that he has confessed, everything that he has experienced, everything that he was given to believe, and then in this solemn two times in his prayer, O Lord, a no of love, a no of faith, a no of need, a no of urgency. What a privilege it is for the living church of Jesus Christ, after the sacrament of the Lord's Supper, that they may have those special exercises to be given to rejoice, but that there may be much an unceasing prayer. Hear, O Lord, thou covenant Jehovah, the faithful God, the unchangeable God, who has promised to never forsake the work of his own hands. When I cry with my voice, that's not a feeble voice, oh, it is true. The church can become so faint that there are sighs and a looking upward toward the heavens from whence all their help must come. But David exercised, after he has so richly spoken of the beauty of the Lord, to inquire in his temple, it is true. We have heard of those shells, and he was given to sing, but now he was given to cry. That means with a loud voice, with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. Have mercy upon me, Lord. I am still a poor sinner. With everything that I have experienced, many sins cleave unto me. That old man, that flesh, that causes me much trouble. We read in our Heidelberg Catechism, necessary to attend the Holy Supper of the Lord. Those who were truly sorrowful for their sins. David, in the time of persecution, in the time of his troubles, and in the time of his trials, oh, then he has experienced that also in that way his sins have only multiplied. Thus in the prayer of David was not finished with the tabernacle, the beauty of the Lord, and with that pavilion. But David, he remained a beggar at the throne of grace, given to belief, because he has spoken of the beauty of the tabernacle, the beauty of the temple, which pointed to the Lord Jesus Christ, the same as the broken bread and the poured out wine, so richly declaring the sacrifice of Christ for his church. And then in verse 8, then we have another mark of grace, that is obedience. Was written concerning Saul in 1 Samuel 15, verse 22, to obey is better than sacrifice. And then David, out of his heart, could say, when thou saidst, seek ye my face, what did David say? Ah, Lord, that I cannot do. And it all has to come from above. It's by thy Spirit, it's true. Hold on to it. But that's what now David said. He gave the answer. My heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. And then for those seeking souls, oh, young and old, also the command in this evening hour for each boy and girl, man and woman, to seek the Lord while he may be found, to call upon him while he is near. Have we begun, congregation? Have we begun to really and to earnestly seek the Lord? How is it with our boys and girls? Have you begun to seek the Lord, to remember your Creator in the days of your youth? It is a royal command. How is it with our young people? I even read in Proverbs 8, verse 17, those that seek me early, they shall find me. And the command for the older ones. And then maybe there are those that say, but of myself, been taught, I cannot seek the Lord of self. May I ask you, have you tried it? There's an earnest matter. There's a matter of life and death. We are traveling to eternity. We do not know whether the Lord shall give unto us and our children another Lord's Day. Thus then the importance that we are given to seek the Lord while he may be found. And now the Lord has a people. It has become reality in their life. Their sins, that separation, they are given to weep oftentimes in secret places, because they learn more and more that separation, much to do with the justice of God, and that they cannot appear before the Lord. As they are born, and they have experienced that seeking, that is such a sweet seeking. Then already in that seeking, they are given to sing the praises of the Lord. But the living child of God, they cannot rest and be satisfied with their seeking. They need to become finders. Oh, it is true. We read it. In Matthew 13, the verses 45 and 46, all in their seeking, they have found many goodly pearls. They would not want to trade them for anything in the world. But with their pearls, they are given to experience that they cannot pay their debt and not satisfy justice. And then we read, oh, that seeker, has come across the pearl of great price, so beautiful, so costly, and so valuable, and then given to sell those other pearls. But we must come to our text. And then in verse 9, hide not thy face from me, put not thy servant away in anger. That we have the renewal of that choice. Lord, I am thy servant and thy handmaiden. And then further, put not thy servant away in anger. Is that a strange language in our day? Is that a strange language? Of course, Psalm 7, verse 11, the Lord is angry with the wicked every day. Do we hear it? Angry with the wicked every day. We read in the scriptures different times that the Lord was angry with Israel. But we also read in the scriptures that there were times that the Lord was angry with his people. Exodus 4, Deuteronomy 4, the Lord was angry with Moses. Read that the Lord was angry with Aaron. Read of Jehoshaphat that the wrath of the Lord was upon him. Thus in the scriptures we read different times that the Lord was angry with his child. People of God, how long has it been ago that the Lord was angry with you? Or are we all so good that we give no reasons? We find it in the Bible and the Psalm. David, put not thy servant away in anger. Or we could maybe express it differently. For the church of God, they know what it is to live under the Lord's frown. And necessary that they know the cause and given to repent and to be given to beg the Lord that they may have a smile. Thus examination, church of God, in this solemn, David, given to us to beseech the Lord, put not away thy servant away in anger. Then David, then he has turned the promise into petition. That is also blessed work for the living child of God, because in Psalm 9, verse 10, then David, then he has declared, for thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that trust in thee. And now he has turned it into petition, true petition to his God. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O Lord, God of my salvation. But now to come to our text. Then in the last verses, then David, with everything that he has experienced, does David needed more instruction? He needed to be taught points to the prophetical office of the Lord Jesus Christ, where the Spirit teaches His people in the things of the Lord, and that is a blessed place for the true child of God to be, also after the sacrament, that he may be taught. Teach me thy way by renewal, O Lord, the truth of the prayer. Of course, we can use words, and it can be only words. But in David, we feel it, we sense it. It is a prayer with everything that he has experienced. All given to speak of the beauty of the temple of the Lord and of the blessing to be in that pavilion and to be placed upon a rock, but it speaks of a very dependent life. Teach me thy way, O Lord. Not the way of the world, not my way. Thus that speaks of submission, and then further, then David is asked, and lead me in a plain path. Are there souls that understand it? That there are times that you are given to ask the Lord to be led in a plain path, not necessary for the nominal Christendom. They know exactly how it must be, and it can be very reformed. But now for David, the living child of God, Lord, wilt thou now lead me in a plain path? Because oftentimes it seems that my pathway is so singular, so strange, so different than I have thought, so different than I have imagined. Because, Lord, I thought in the beginning I would go from strength to strength, and then indeed I have experienced all those old things. They have passed away, and it all became so new. With different desires, different longings, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after. And now, still much trouble with all things. And concerning that plain path, then we can also speak of providence. Think of the children of Israel when they have come out of Egypt. Reed would be 11-day journey. If they went along the coast, they would have been in the promised land, privilege. They had the pillar of cloud, but we read in Exodus 14, in a roundabout way, Exodus 17, the Amalekites, when we read the scriptures, we could mention many examples. Joseph, blessed boy, feared the Lord. He received two dreams. He did not take them. He received them. And then how mysterious, unfathomable that way was. Then the soul is given to ask, Lord, of course, the soul knows it, when they may believe it. Church of God, do you ever have trouble with your faith? Or can you always hold on to it? Always believe everything? Or are there times that goes all upside down? and that you were given to ask for a plain path and to know that I am on the right path, that narrow path that leadeth to eternal life. People of God, when you think of death and what a solemn thing that is, death, separation of body and soul, and then to appear before our Maker. Old people of God used to say, lay your experience beside death. And when you think of those matters, can you hold on to everything? Or do you know what it is to lose everything? And then to be given to beg the Lord, Lord, lead me on that plain path, not of a temporal believer, but of thy true people. Lord, wilt thou grant light upon my pathway, because I need to be on the right way. I need to be reconciled. I need to receive the forgiveness of sins, O David. Read in Psalm 22, verse 10. Oh, a blessed child, given to trust in the Lord on his mother's breast already. Blessed children. And now, O David, Psalm 23, what precious words he has penned and experienced in David. You have spoken so richly about the Good Shepherd, about the blessings of being a sheep, and do you now have to cry unto the Lord? And do you now have to ask for teaching? Do you have to ask for a plain path? Then we see in our text a poor, a dependent soul that needs everything from above, that needs to be administered out of the Lord's fullness through Christ Jesus. And then we read, teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. And in the marginal notes of our King James Version, then it is written that that word enemies, that refers to those that observe me. And of course, concern the true church, not only observed by the world, but the living child of God is called to be a light and also observed by our little boys and girls, our youth, the older ones, that those that confess to be a child of God, whether they have profound respect and reverence for the Word of God, because we have spoken on Thursday evening, the moon, Song of Solomon 6 verse 10, that the church is fair as the moon, and that they are given to reflect the light of the sun. And that is a type of Christ, the Son of Righteousness. And then the church does not have to play a part of an actor, but they receive a new nature. We have mentioned a robin before in the spring, then boys and girls. then a robin does not have to think. I'm called a robin, so I have to sing like a robin. I have to eat like a robin, fly like a robin, build a nest like a robin. No, that is their nature. That does not exclude for the church that they need many exhortations and admonitions to watch and pray and to walk in the ways of the Lord. Our second thought, the request concerning his enemies. And then we read further, we shall keep the point short. Because of mine enemies, deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. When the church may be the light and the salt, then hopefully the conscience of the world starts to speak, and then there shall come opposition. Same thing with the full moon when it is very dark. Then many things can be done in darkness, works of darkness. But when there is much moonlight, then much of that dark, that wickedness can be seen. The enemy shall become more angry when the church is given to honestly and lovingly admonish their fellow man. Oh, David has spoken. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies. What is the will of those enemies that do not love the Lord, his law, his word, and his people? Oh, then their desire and their will is that they shall fall into great sin, that they shall have many troubles, that they shall be put to silence. And if that does not happen, many times taken place, many places in the world, and see it also in our country, laws being formulated that shall be used against those that have great respect for God's holy word. And then further, false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. Living child, they know of the assaults of the wicked one. Many times with falsehood, many times with lies, but the wicked one can also come with truth. When they point the child of God to their sins, omission, commission, not what they ought to be, the prayer to be delivered. Let us sing Psalter 381, and let us only sing 1 and 2, and if necessary, 4. With grateful heart my thanks I bring, before the great thy praise I sing. I worship in thy holy place, and praise thee for thy truth and grace. And what follows, 381, 1 and 2, and if necessary, also 4.
Thank you.
four false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. And for the living child of God, also concerning the time of the administration of the Lord's Supper, then those matters are not a strange matter, and how troubled they can be. But now our third thought, faith concerning the goodness of the Lord. And then when we read our Bible, then the first three words are in italics. That means that they are not found in the original. So in the original, it would read, unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. That is written in the original Hebrew. But then we can understand when we read that, that it implies much. Then David is given to say, unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, then I can perhaps not explain what would happen to me. Our translators, to fill the sentence, they have added, I had fainted, and Calvin declares it implies that David would have perished. And the living child of God, that is now their desire. Goes not in the first place to escape punishment or to come into heaven. It's not excluded. But for David. And that is now the desire of the true child of God, that here below. So what they desire, they need, and it is a privilege when that is uppermost, to desire to experience as a David that he would believe, that he would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And for the true child of God, it's not a strange matter to receive special tokens, and important that the church despise not the day of small things, but not a foundation. We need a foundation. We need to be placed upon the rock, Christ Jesus. Oh, to see the goodness of the Lord, the throne of grace, to experience opening, love, and peace, to have a word applied to our soul when the Lord speaks, the one time with a small, still voice, and another time more powerful, that it has its effect. Believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Psalmist in Psalm 143, verse 8, to see thy loving kindness in the morning, to receive tokens that the Lord knows of me when he opened his word. My heart declared that light may shine upon my path, to be given to believe that indeed that I have been placed upon that narrow path, although still many questions and many riddles. I had fainted. Can be many reasons to faint. We shall go to our forethought. And then David has ended his psalm, speaking to his own soul. Do we ever do that, congregation? That we speak to our soul? Do we believe we have a soul? That we are given to admonish, exhort, but also encourage. We read it in Psalm 42, O my soul, why art thou grieving? Why art thou so disquieted within me? Hope in God. I should yet praise him for the help of his countenance. And now David is given to speak to his own soul, and in that way also for encouragement for his fellow travelers. And then we read, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. That is an act of waiting. Not time to explain it, but let us close with a question. What are we waiting for? And first, my unconverted fellow travelers, what are we waiting for spiritually? And then maybe you are saying, I am waiting for the Lord to convert me. At least you are exercised. That is already a blessing. But that word waiting in the Hebrew, that is not passive, that we just fold our arms and say, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. That is true. But I read in Isaiah 30, verse 18, that the Lord is waiting to be gracious. Thus then I earnestly exhort you to earnestly and diligently seek, cry to the Lord, to faithfully use the means of grace and not rest till you may have some evidence that the Lord has begun that good work, that all things are passed away, and that they all become new. Concerning the question, what we are waiting for, then perhaps from the true, living, concerned church, we shall receive the clearest and very biblical answers. Oh, then that concerned church, then they shall tell us that they're waiting for clear evidence. Oh, they have a hope. But clear evidence that they are indeed on the right way, and that they are not deceiving their poor soul for eternity. Oh, then that living concerned church, then they shall tell us what they need. And that is that their sin may be forgiven, They need a Savior for their soul, a surety for their guilt, and a desire to receive continually tokens of His favor, that they may receive that wedding garment and that they can meet their Maker. Concerning the true work of the Lord, in the bi-weekly church news, then the last weeks, there have been sermons of Reverend Theodore van der Groe, a very godly minister. And then he is given to explain the life of the publican. And he is given to separate the precious from the vile. Communicants, may I ask you in this evening hour, what are you now waiting for? David, he was still waiting. Or are we not waiting? And that is an act of waiting. Waiting unanswered prayers, unfulfilled promises, perhaps matters concerning our fellow man, but is there also a waiting for the further exercises of faith concerning the steps of grace? Because the arrow lies further. We need the assurance, child of God, that we are His. When we read the scriptures, then there is spoken of those further leadings of the Lord. Or are you quite content and satisfied? Come to the Lord's Supper. Is that your solution? For the living child, this to be brought back. We have fallen in paradise to be brought back to the Father heart of God. And then what a privilege and what a blessing when for the living child of God, they may hear what they have received. They may hear what they yet miss. And then there shall be a waiting church bound at the throne of grace with everything that they have experienced. We shall close what the psalmist has declared, Psalm 130, verse 5, I wait for the Lord, my soul doth wait, and in His word do I hope. Amen. Let us close. Lord, we have heard of David the psalmist, that he was given to pour out his heart before Thee, with his blessings, with his experience, with his troubles, with his enemies, and that he was given to wait upon Thee. Lord, wilt Thou be the after preacher? May we return to our homes and examine concerning that waiting. We may commence another week. May it please Thee to graciously watch over the mothers at home with the children, at work, on the way, at school. Do keep us from harm, from sin, and from temptation. Well, to bless the catechism classes tomorrow evening, and remember the consistory when they hope to meet. And we humbly ask thee, wilt thou graciously provide for the coming Lord's Day? Return us now to our dwellings. May it please thee to grant some rest for our bodies and minds. Remember all those that work in the night watches, the emergency, caring for the elderly, the mothers, the children. Pardon us of all of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 362, the stanzas 2 and 3. I wait for God the Lord, and on His word my hope relies. My soul still waits and looks unto the Lord till light arise. And what follows? 362, 2 and 3. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make His face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.